To the Morning Mayhem Show with the Morning Crew, Tom Lane and Mama Manny.
And your host, Jim Amato.
Good morning, Woodland, and welcome to Friday. It is an A-Day here at Woodland, last day of the week and the day right before homecoming. I'd like to call that Homecoming Eve, if you will.
Homecoming Eve. I like it.
All right. Let's make sure that you're ready. You bought your tickets today. Today's the last day to get those tickets, so make sure you're paying attention to that. If you haven't bought your pumpkin yet for your advisory, you need to get that now. You're going to run out of time. Halloween is on its way, and those pumpkins aren't going to decorate themselves. So buy your pumpkin and start painting it so we can display them in the front foyer. Coat Drive is going on from October 11th to October 22nd. Ms. Ukai's advisory is going to be collecting those. If you have a coat that you're no longer using, why don't you give it to someone who can use a coat? There's going to be a box that you can use to collect that, and they're going to be delivering those to my sister's place in Ansonia. Again, the Enchanted Forest Homecoming is this 16th, 7 to 10 p.m. in Woodland Courtyard.
In the gym. It's in the gym.
I keep forgetting. We have to change.
Rain, storm.
Well, got to change the slide.
I just
read whatever's put in front of me. I'm like Ron Burgundy. If it's on the slide, I'm going to read it. And then today is pink out. It's pink October. I am sporting my pink. It's on here underneath my sweatshirt.
That's pink.
It is pink. It's as pink as a.
Oh, I forgot about the coaching polos.
It's lilac. Is that pink enough for?
This is pink.
That's the official Region.
That's pink. That's fuchsia.
That is official Region 16 pink, that he's wearing.
This is official Region 16 pink.
Three items though.
I don't have three items. I do not have three items.
I already flashed my three.
All right. So I got one. I'm just showing support. AP exams are going to be coming, and well, they're not coming now, but you must register. So when they do get here, you're ready to take the AP exam. Otherwise, I don't know, you just go to your regular class. But it is November 1st is the deadline, $96. And don't forget, if it's late, it's $136. Don't forget to listen to us every morning at 7:15 a.m., where we have all your morning announcements and all the goodness of Woodland and the surrounding area. And if you missed anything, find us on morningmayhem.show. And I've been uploading all the episodes to Spotify again. I've gotten back into the rhythm. It took a little while. It's been a busy start to the year. I know it's October already, so you're like, wait, the year started a while ago? But it does take some time to get into the rhythm of getting everything done and doing a morning show every single day.
Did you say 100th show?
Oh, we did get past our 100th show. Our 100th show was last Friday.
Yeah. We turned 100.
We turned 100. I think we look pretty good for 100.
Yeah, we do.
I'm proud of us.
Well, you guys.
Yeah.
Anyway.
No, that's pretty. It's pretty impressive threshold, I think, to hit. We didn't even pay any attention. We just kept on going straight through it because we did 77 last year, and then 23, the 23rd this year. Would put us at 100, and we're already at 26. We've already gone past it. Maybe at 150, we'll remember.
Okay.
Because theoretically, I think we should get to 200 during this year, because it's 180 days of school. So we'll see how that goes.
Alrighty.
But don't forget to listen to us every morning on morningmayhem.show. And if you're looking for us on Instagram, it's morningmayhem.show. Time now for your news. T-minus 60 with Tomlin.
All right, good morning. A couple quick top stories for you. Once again, a court in Texas has now lifted the ban on the abortion law that Texas had put in place. Really? For those of you keeping track, it has been ban has been put in place, taken off, put in place, taken off. So once again, the ban is off. Texas continues with one of the most restrictive abortion laws passed in nearly 50 years. Russia struggles to meet global order for its Sputnik V vaccine. Sputnik V was developed with all the other vaccines at the same time period. Russia initially claimed that it was absolutely perfect and no one would ever get COVID. And it's been competing against J&J and Pfizer and Moderna. And Russia's having a problem now trying to meet their global demand.
Didn't Putin give it to his daughter first?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the one, right?
Yes.
Where it was untested. And-
Correct.
He showed everybody was safe by going, I'm going to give it to my daughter. Not myself. But
yes.
What a guy.
Yes.
Yeah. Southern Baptist leader resigns amid abuse review. One of the top leaders of Southern Baptist Convention administration has resigned following internal investigations.
Over what?
Cover up of sexual abuse.
Huh.
And fighting has broken out in Lebanon. So if you remember a year ago, there was an explosion in Lebanon. A ship for 7 years had sat in the harbor full of explosive stuff and finally blew up.
Yes, I do remember that.
There is an ongoing investigation. And the first judge who was investigating, he got removed because he was asking uncomfortable questions. Second judge was placed in charge to investigate. And yesterday, Hezbollah, what the United States identifies as a terrorist organization, but as a major political party within Lebanon, called out a day of protest against this judge for asking the uncomfortable questions. Some of them brought weapons. There was a community that also brought weapons. There were snipers. Heavy fighting broke out. Six are dead, multiple wounded, and the judge hasn't been fired.
Wow.
No happy news for 2 days in a row. No happy news.
The fight is over not asking questions, or the fight is over asking too many questions?
In Lebanon, there's a long history of the government not wanting to be accountable.
Shocker.
So the fact that this judge is asking the deep questions and calling high-ranking officials to find out why for all these years did this boatload of explosive stuff sit there, people are getting uncomfortable why he's asking what one would assume would be logical questions.
And the people in the government
don't like the questions being asked.
Got you. Yeah. That makes sense. That's like a government.
Kind of a government thing.
Yeah. Kind of a government thing, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's it?
That's it.
Joe's coming to town.
Joe is coming to town. Joe will be in Connecticut today. For those of you who don't know who Joe is President Joseph Biden. He will be in town. There's a lot of news over what ice cream place he should go to or where he should eat. So I guess that's the big thing. And there's also a debate if he's a Pepe's or Sally's guy. That's a lot of chatter now. Will he go to Pepe's? Will he go to Sally's? I'm going with modern, but that's just me.
Well, which Sally's do you go to now? Are we going to send them down to Stanford?
No. Only one Pepe's or one Sally's. The rest of them, no, do not go there.
Worcester Street.
Worcester Street.
And that's the news. T-minus 60 with Tomlin. Over to the sports desk with Mama Manning.
All right. One sports event yesterday, and that was our girls volleyball team defeating Kennedy 3-1. Yes. Allie Lazowski had 10 kills and 6 aces.
Oh, she also had 3 blocks. I don't know if that got in the
stat line.
That was
not reported.
Yeah, no, she was a blocking machine last night. She was an impenetrable wall.
That's great. Kylie Belinsky had 21 assists and 7 digs. Today's a busy day for sports. We have boys soccer away at Crosby for a 3:30 game today. We have girls soccer against Wilk at home, 3:45. We have girls volleyball away at Holy Cross for 6:30. Girls swim and dive. Torrington home at 4 p.m. on today. Football is a bye week. Cross country picks up for their tournaments next week. And that is sports.
And that's sports with Mama Manning. Our guest this morning is swim and diver, or actually just diver, correct?
Yes.
But representing the swim and dive team, Ella Bernanger. Good morning, Ella.
Good morning. I'm happy to be here.
Yay! We're happy to have you, especially after this incredible week that you've had.
Yeah, it's been a really quick one.
It has, and it looks like you're going to get a good more tonight. Going to start again.
Yeah.
Now, can you tell us what was the big accomplishment this week?
Okay, so on Tuesday, I broke the 10-year record, diving record for 6 dives by 2.5 points, nearly 2.5 points.
Wow.
That's a lot.
It is. And what were the 6 dives that you used?
So the dives that I did were, let me think, I did a reverse dive, I did a front double, I did a back dive, you'd call it a flip, but we call it a summy, and then with a half twist on that one. Trying to think.
I love how she's listing these like they're easy. Like, oh, yeah. Just a half twist and
I'm
somersault backwards.
Ice cream.
Upside
I don't my body. Know why you guys. Yeah. Ice cream, twist, swirl, twirl.
I was thinking of like a Starbucks order. That's what it sounds like. I'll have a half summy double twist.
Oh, yeah, that'd be funny. That'd be quite the meme.
Yeah.
I'm gonna die from the Starbucks.
Now, how do you come up with the dives you're going to do? Are there set ones that are part of a program, or do you get creative and you work on them in practice and with the coach?
It's actually quite funny because with swimming, it's a very physically taxing sport. It's how can I beat my time? How can I do this? With diving, it's very similar, but it's also a very mental game. You know, you see that with sports, a lot of sports, anxiety and mental blocks. With diving, you know, if you screw something up, it's a nice slap in the face. So at practice, what we're doing is kind of using that anxiety for good, and just we use the term throwing it or chucking it. We just have a dive in our mind. We're like, hey, that's really cool. And then we slowly get to it. You smack a few times and then you just like, screw it, here it goes. And you do it. But each week in response to like how we decide which ones to do, each week is kind of like a designated form of diving. We have five forms of diving. We've got fronts, backs, reverses, inwards, and then twisters. Twisters can be in any of the other previous forms. They're all represented by a number, so it's all like a code. And each week is a different form. Like this week is reverse week. That's why the reverse dives lead off.
And is that for all the area schools, or is it just our program and how we have them moving?
I think it's the NVO.
The NVO does the same way?
Yes.
So what are the elements of a dive when they're looking at the scoring on it? What are the elements that they're actually going to be judging you on, besides just like whatever always looks at how they enter the water?
I always joke that divers are the ballerinas of swimming. So it's all about being fluent and sharp and clean as possible. So it starts the moment you get on the board, how you present yourself when they're reading your score, all the way to your hurdle when you're walking towards the end of the board. Are your toes pointed? Are you moving your arms? Then in your hurdle, you should be completely perpendicular. But the main points that they score is how high you are from the board, how close you are, and whether your entry is clean, like no splash, stuff like that.
Now, no splash is really good.
No splash is really good. Better, yeah. Trust me. Every time I jump into the pool, there's plenty of splash. Yeah. Now, what do you think about when you're making your first dive? Think back in when you had to make your first flip, when you were going to just, you know, you're going to go head over toes and you're going to hit the water. What's it like getting that mindset to do that?
My first dive ever, or like before me?
First dive ever, when you said, I'm going to spin twice in the air and then hit the water.
Okay, so the first time I did a double. I started diving in middle school. I started diving in seventh grade. I had just quit gymnastics. And then Coach Magus was the swim team head coach of the time. And I walked into swimming because I tried out for basketball and that wasn't going to work. And I was like, hey, I used to do competitive swimming. Like I was a gymnast. He's like, hey, we need divers. And I was like, what's diving? And slowly I was like, yeah, let's try this. And, you know, the gymnastics background helped, but I'm always encouraging people who think they might want to try diving to just give it a shot. I had a new freshman this year who's never did any sort of gymnastics, anything. And she's like, I want to flip. I was like, you do that. Let's do this. We need people. And it was just awesome. She's been really great on the team. I think it was tough for her because we've got three seniors plus me as a junior. You know, she's brand new to the sport. We've all been doing it for years. I know Kaylee Thoreau, who's a senior on the team. We've been diving together since middle school. So it was kind of a rough start for her.
And what would this freshman's name be?
This is Madison Hart.
Hello, Madison Hart. How's it going?
Good. How are you, Mr. Amato?
Not too bad. And what got you interested in swim and dive?
So back in February, I did a clinic, and Ella was one of the coaches. And she's like, Maddie, I think you'd do great for dive. And I'm like, I'll think about it. I did one day of swim for high school. I'm like, I want to do dive. So I went up to Ella, and I started diving right away. I already dove in my first meet, which is pretty surprising.
That was awesome.
And yeah. I did pretty bad, but it's okay.
Listen, you can't be discouraged on your first meet. If you get a bad score, the worst thing you could possibly do is be upset about it, because then that leads into the other one. You really have to look at every dive like it's the first one you're doing over again. If you go into a dive and you're like, oh, I always do this one wrong, I'm going to fail it, or I'm going to smack, you're going to smack. it's like the little train who could. I think I can. You have to keep repeating that over and over. I know at the meet when I broke the record, we were coming from 3 days of no practice because we had a long weekend, a much deserved break as the team because we've been competing for weeks on end, two meets a week. And I thought, well, we had an hour practice before the meet and it's going to be what it's going to be. I was completely relaxed, which was a big change. But now I'm starting to see that because when I went up, as I noticed, I'm going through my dives, I'm getting these scores, sevens, eight, eight and a half, which is pretty decent as far as diving goes. They're scored 1 through 10. And I just started thinking, I was like, oh my gosh, you could break the record. I had a meet similar to this one before, where the ending dive, if I had gotten half point more, I would have broke the record. I missed it by 6 points.
Wow.
But you can't think about how it's going to turn out. What if I do this? What if the what ifs have to go away? You're going to be like, this is going to be the best dive I've ever done, hands down. And you can't think about the negatives because you can't. You have to look forward.
I know the dives take place in the middle of a meet. Mm-hmm. And then for practice time, do you have a set time? Like, okay, everybody out of the pool. Divers are going to practice.
Yeah, so we actually have our practice before the meet starts with all the swimmers. They clear out two lanes for us, which is nice. It's usually about an hour before. And then sometimes the other team will have divers. And in the middle of the competition, we get two jumps, basically. So we usually do a front approach or a back hurdle. And then the meet starts. So there's not a lot of practice time prior to that.
Now, what's the most complex dive you guys are currently working on?
Well, we've all got our strengths. I know yesterday our coach was pushing us to get some more dives because NBL's is right around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Her goal for me this year is to make top three at states. Last year, when NBL's was canceled a couple days prior to it, but my coach said I would have had a decent chance at winning by a certain amount of points. So her goal for me this year is states. I laughed. I said, I just want the fancy plaque in the trophy room.
Solid.
Honest.
but no, I think probably the most complicated dive I'm working on right now is refining my twisters, which look really cool in midair, but they're a little sloppy. Or dives like a front 2.5. Or a reverse 1.5, which is you're going off the board forwards, but doing 1.5 backflips.
Wow.
So real quick, mm-hmm. At what point do you know when you're diving, is this going to work or is this not going to work? When you leave the board, when you face plant on the water, like at what point?
So technically we're supposed to have our eyes open. We're supposed to. It doesn't always happen. Listen, Madison. I always called her Madeline, but didn't know that it was her name. That's important because whenever she's up, I'm like, Madeline, go do your dive. And then she's like, we'll do it together. And so we do. When I'm leaving the board, it's usually that hurdle. If I'm sloppy on the board and it's starting to go like that and you're not tight in your core, you're at the end, you're leaning off, you're like, uh-oh, that's not going to work. So sometimes it's midair. I've gotten whole sentences out midair. No, I'm so sorry. That's my coach. Or, And it usually ends in a face smack, belly flop.
Well, I can't be any happier for you and the success you've been having. I'm going to be watching for you to make to the top three in states, and thank Madison right behind you as well.
She is a joy to watch. Let me tell you, she is a joy.
Thank you.
So on behalf of Ella and Madison, thank you for coming on this morning. She's Mama Manning. He's Tomlin. Good morning, Woodland.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Morning Mayhem Podcast. Morning Mayhem is broadcast live from Woodland Regional High School in Beacon Falls, Connecticut, each and every school day. Follow us on Spotify, Anchor FM, or wherever you find your latest podcasts. And for more information on the show, upcoming guests, and past episodes, visit our show website, morningmayhem.show.